Well, it's been a tough week for Facebook as it attempts to respond to the Cambridge Analytica data controversy. Facebook is facing some extreme criticism for not doing more to protect its users after it was reported that Cambridge Analytica gathered data from 50 million users without their consent. Let's get more on this and other stories trending in social media this week with Femi Okeh. She's host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Hello, Femi.
Hello there, Magna.
So, hashtag delete Facebook, have you?
No, it's my job. When I retire, perhaps. This is what one major engager on Twitter said. Very simple. It is time. Hashtag delete Facebook. This hashtag really went viral this week as there were more revelations about how many millions of Facebook users' information was out there to be used and perhaps abused without their knowledge. So Brian Acton said it is time. Delete Facebook. Brian Acton is a very well-known, famous computer programmer. He is the founder of WhatsApp. That one tweet was retweeted more than 12,000 times, liked more than 24,000 times. And that is certainly a position for many people who are on Facebook. But then the debate goes on. Luke Harm says, I will not delete Facebook. It is ridiculous to assume that your info is kept completely private on a social media platform that is designed to share publicly. Good point, Luke Harm. But then, again, this is the debate that's going on online, Magna. Ruth says on Twitter, it's not only about data privacy at this point. They have all my data. It's about supporting an underhand and at least morally corrupt app. I won't do it tomorrow. Hashtag delete. Facebook.
Huh, interesting. Well, I'm seeing here that Elon Musk has deleted the SpaceX Facebook page. Mm. So joining the bandwagon there. But, you know, Mark Zuckerberg told the New York Times that, quote, I don't think we've seen a meaningful number of people act on that. But, you know, it's not good. It's a clear signal that this is a major issue of trust for people.
I mean, understatement of the week, perhaps.
Yeah. And, I mean, look, but there are 2 billion Facebook users out there. How much could this snowball before it really does get Facebook's attention in terms of the number of deletions?
And also, it's interesting that people are doing this, having this conversation on Twitter and on Facebook, saying delete Facebook on Facebook, which is slightly ironic. If you really want to do it, this is what you do. Tread carefully. Go to your settings, go to a manage account, and then you can delete your account. Yeah. For good. It takes a few months for everything to disappear, but it is possible.
You know, it's interesting because this week all the attention has been focused on Facebook. I wonder if Twitter's sort of breathing a sigh of relief because the people have stopped paying attention to, you know, all the trolls and problems on Twitter. But Amnesty International has not stopped paying attention, right? They're calling out Twitter for still being a toxic environment for women, especially. They did an investigation. What did they find?
In the language of Twitter, Amnesty said, our investigation is called Toxic Twitter. They were looking at the abuse and the violence aimed at women online. And they did an extensive survey. It took them 16 months to do so. And some of the things are very hard to read out or even to read. There are trigger warnings on this report. So if you look at it and you find it on Amnesty, do be aware that there's some really violent language. For instance, bleep you, whiny bleep, women are all violent bleeps. I can't even read it out to give you some idea of what some women online and many journalists and many people who are just using Twitter as a way to communicate and engage are having to suffer. And so in the way of many Amnesty campaigns, Amnesty is saying, Twitter, just use your rules that you already have on board, enforce them and use them. And they're telling everybody to tweet at Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter, and ask him to enforce Twitter rules.
Well, Twitter says it's already doing that, right? I mean, they say abuse and hateful conduct directed at women, including direct threats of violence and harassment, are prohibited on Twitter, and yet it continues.
And they say they're doing this 10 times the number of abusive accounts at the same time last year. So they're saying, we are making progress. Amnesty is saying it's not good enough.
And we've got about 10 seconds here. You want to say something about Cynthia Nixon?
Maybe Cynthia Nixon should say something about Cynthia Nixon. On Twitter, she announced that she was running for New York governor. People on Twitter are dubious and also enthusiastic. Well, to be continued.
To be continued. Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, it's always great. Thank you.
You're welcome.